Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. He's currently sifting through the Pat McAfee Show to listen to Aaron Rodgers' comments on there. Nothing specific about the Steelers so far, but Aaron Rodgers, boy, does not sound like he is in a hurry to make a decision whatsoever. Talking about his personal life and that taking most of his attention away. He has been, I might get this quote wrong, but entertaining everything attached to nothing, something like that, having a lot of conversations with teams. He's also saying that he's not holding anybody hostage. I would disagree. The Steelers have to decide in a week if they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. You'd like to know if you have a 41-year-old quarterback, you probably need some weapons around him. You are kind of holding a team hostage. Maybe nobody else, but the Steelers kind of need an answer. What do they do here? Aaron Rodgers is on national TV basically saying or putting up a giant alert that he's not terribly close to making a decision and that he has other things that are a priority for him, and he's saying retirement is still a possibility. If you're the Steelers, how can you wait around on that? Like, I understand and respect the guy might have a personal situation. We all do. We all sort through stuff in our personal life, and sometimes that overrides work, and that's okay. But, like, they have to make a decision. They have to know in or out. I just don't know how long you can expect to drag somebody out without giving them an answer. We're going to get to Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn in just a minute. First, I want to tell you, though, the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place on June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're currently looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-UP, National Fire Sprinkler Association, and Guardian Protection. I think we have Jeff Hathorn now, correct?
We got him.
Let's do it. Jeff, how are you, sir? How's the ballpark?
I just had one of those, you know, 2024 moments where I'm at the ballpark watching the game while listening to a guy from Plum in Indianapolis talk to a quarterback from California about the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I've been enthralled, and he just talked about his relationship with Tom, and he loves Arthur Smith and likes Mike Sullivan, and he and Tom Arth, the quarterback's coach, actually did a camp together years ago with Mike McCarthy. So, but I think to your earlier points about that, he seems like he's got other things on his mind right now, and he's not ready to make a decision on what the team is, and it doesn't seem as I'll just say it this way. It doesn't seem as evil as people are portraying it.
Sure.
Or as greedy as people are portraying it. Now, the reality is he is kind of holding up what the Steelers want to do in 2025.
Yeah, Jeff. I mean, how do the Steelers navigate that? How should they navigate that? Because they need to know who's going to play quarterback. If you say, okay, the heck with you, we're going to draft the quarterback, that's fine. But I just don't understand how you can do both. You can't, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, could you wait until after the draft? Yes. I mean, the draft probably, because he's only 2 years max, so the draft probably shouldn't be impacted by what you do. And remember this, and we saw it with Kenny Pickett a couple of years ago, the Steelers are not like some teams that are going to throw a quarterback in to start right away, even if it's a first-round pick. They have their ways. And it's not just – and it comes from, you know, Bill Cowher doing it with Ben and Mike Tomlin doing it with Kenny. Like, even though Kenny was probably better than the other two quarterbacks, he wasn't going to start right away. And I don't think whoever – if they were to draft a quarterback in the first round, they're going to start anyhow. So it can be an independent situation. For me, I look at the deadline more of OTAs. He needs to be in there for some of the offseason to be around the guys. Mike Tomlin had said, he could show up in July in La Trobe. I don't think that's a situation that's healthy for anybody. So I think there is a deadline looming. I don't think it has to be the draft. But they've kind of committed to him. So they're held hostage is probably the wrong term, but they have to kind of sit and wait and let Aaron's situation or his decision-making play out.
Yeah, they're just kind of gumming up the works. Maybe we'll say it that way. I just don't think it's the best process of team building. Like, if you have Aaron Rodgers here, you should want to surround him with as much talent as possible while you have him, because otherwise, why would you bring him in here? You bring him in here because you think he gives you the best chance to win this year. And so shouldn't you draft a player who gives you the best chance to win this year?
Well, and that doesn't have to be a quarterback, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but, that should be a defensive lineman. That should be a wide receiver.
And I'm with you there. I look at it back to 2003. This was a team 2 years removed from an AFC championship game. An AFC championship game they probably should have won. And they still had a really good core, but they went to battle with Tommy Maddox at quarterback, because in the 03 draft they decided not to reach for a quarterback but to continue to rebuild their base. I look at this very much akin to that. In fact, it's probably a team not as close as that one was to winning. But then when they got their quarterback, they were able to 3 Super Bowls in 6 years because they had that base ready. There's a couple of pieces of this foundation they need to shore up. Do that this year. If you feel like Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders, if they're there at 21, is that person, fine. But you've got to make sure, especially without a second-round pick, you've got to get that first-round pick right.
Jeff, let me ask you one off the board. I just wanted to ask you this because I thought it would be fun, being a proud Ohio State alum. If the Steelers could draft one of your fellow Buckeyes, which one would it be?
Emeka Ebuka.
Okay. First round?
I think he is Hines Ward to me. The guy blocks. He does everything. He had 2 different receivers come and take the spotlight from him, and all he did was continue to play, be a team player, do everything right, block his tail off, do the best he could with the passes that he got. Even though he could have been a number one receiver anywhere else, he didn't transfer out. He didn't whine when they brought in, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. and obviously Smith, the freshman, this year. I admire that. Along with that, he's a slot guy who will fill a need. I know they have some slot receivers. They don't have anybody like him. So that would be my guy. I think Henderson is a value in the second round, but they don't have a second round pick.
Yeah. Well, here's one way they could get it, Jeff, if they decided to trade George Pickens. Now, I know Jerry Dulac reported that he doesn't expect him to be traded. Is that the right move? And do you think that's final? Like, do you think they could be swayed by a really good offer for Pickens to maybe get back in the second round?
And I trust Jerry's reporting, but I would say this. The Steelers don't want it out there that they want to trade George. If anything,
they want the opposite.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to hang on. We need him. He's going to be part of this dual threat. And then someone says, well, we'll offer a second-round pick for you. Well, okay, I guess we'd get rid of him for that. So just keep that in mind when all of this stuff gets flown out here. It has for the last month, but especially over the next few days. When you look at who they brought in, there are a number of players of the 30 that slot into that second round. Why would they spend their time with those guys if they weren't at least thinking about getting back into the second round?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fine point, Jeff. Fine point. Last one with Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Let's go TJ Watt, his Instagram post. Jeff, are you surprised that he hasn't followed that up with any sort of Aaron Rodgers type comments? No? No?
Not at all.
Why?
Because it's exactly what he wants. He put it out there. He hasn't had to say a word, so he could refute anything. But he isn't. Because what their camp has decided to do was, we need to put some heat on the Steelers. We need to get these negotiations moving. We need to get these talks moving. And in today's world, you can do it with a picture on social media, which is brilliant from their standpoint because they're not tied to anything. But the point is out there, and it got across. And now, whether that, you know, speeds up talks or, you know, after the draft, if this becomes a priority, who knows? I would expect it to be like last time. We're probably going to be sitting there game week for week one, wondering if they're going to get a deal with TJ done before kickoff.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. Enjoy the ball game, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, take care, Jeff. Good stuff from Jeff Hathorn there. Just to wrap that up, I would take Travion Henderson. Doesn't really matter, but there's some good picks as well. Quinshon Judkins, Emeka Buka, Henderson as well, Tyleek Williams, Will Howard. Who would you take, Austin? You had one Ohio State player you could take from this draft.
Abuka. Yeah, it would definitely be Abuka.
That's fine.
I think Jack Sawyer could end up being a decent NFL player.
He could. Where do you play him in the NFL? Outside
that's
linebacker?
That's edge? The thing. I don't know if he's fast enough to play outside linebacker.
He probably or if he's big enough to play inside, though.
I don't think he is. He's more than likely a rush defensive end, I guess.
Yeah. 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's a few minutes early, but that's okay. Brought to you by Southwest Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And social media's biggest loser, Malzy, is brought to you by Awaken 180. You can visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And what's cooking? It's brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Carrying on the tradition limits.
Very kindly.
I love it. So what are you going to do after the show? Pour into some Pat McAfee?
I'm probably going to follow up with a bunch of this Aaron Rodgers stuff and try to get to the bottom of what he's saying about the Steelers. What's going on here with any potential decision? He's not going to announce anything today. That's pretty clear and obvious. What's the holdup here? He said that there's some personal things that are hampering his time right now and that he is more concerned about. And he also said that if you're a team that's kind of waiting and you have to move on, then move on. He understands. The more and more I hear from Aaron Rodgers, the more he sounds like a guy trying to talk himself into retirement. But at the same time, there's a part of him that still wants to play and that he's conflicted. And he's trying to, maybe he's going on McAfee to talk about it to the point where he talks it out with someone else that's outside of his inner circle. And that's where an answer comes to him. Like, maybe there's a point of reflection after this, after he's put it out there into the open. There's national reaction, local reaction in different cities and people that he talks to. Maybe it gets ramped up more. And that's what influences the decision for him. But right now, I'm pretty convinced that he does not know what he's doing.
Yeah, I am too. And at least I'll give him this. He has the wherewithal to not enter into some sort of agreement with the team if he's undecided.
Right.
Give him that. The worst thing you could possibly do is fake it, sign with the team, have them orient their plans around you, and then this just all blows up. But, yeah, I'm watching this. I'm reading the quotes. I'm not seeing a guy who really sounds like he wants to play. Because I think what Cam Hayward said initially was dead on. Either you want to be here or you don't. And he took some flack for it. He had to walk it back because it sounded insensitive, which it wasn't. It was just logical. If you want to be here, you'll be here. If you don't want to be here, you won't. That's okay. And everybody understands you need a process. You have to go through things. Like, everybody, all of us, we have stuff happen in our personal lives. Sometimes it obfuscates decision-making at work. You know, at the same time, there's part of my brain that gets mad about this, too, because, like, do you think you're dealing with something that the rest of the world's not dealing with, Aaron? Do you think everyday people don't have to deal with, like, their kids having problems or their parents are sick or, you know, some health issue or whatever? And, like, they're having to get up and work. They're having to go make decisions that affect people. Like, you've had a long time to make a decision. You're having an organization that needs to make a decision here a week from now on whether to draft a quarterback, how to build their team. They kind of deserve an answer. I'm not trying to be insensitive to it because I don't know his situation. I wouldn't want somebody commenting on my situation if they didn't know everything there is to know. So, like, I'm not an expert on Aaron Rodgers' life, but I do think that's how it comes off. I think a lot of people probably made the joke this afternoon. Hey, man, yeah, I'll play for $10 million too. You don't have to pay me $40. I'll play for $10. You know, and I'm glad that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to ask for $40 million. That's good. It's probably, you know, a check in the box of the Steelers. I really hoped we would get this and there would be some ending, that this soap opera would be finished. And
something,
it's just not.
Something else to mention, Joe Rutter of the Trib. Rodgers said that there is a deadline with the Steelers, but did not mention when the deadline is.
Mm-hmm.
So
2029.
Possibly. Just like the next time that Minka Fitzpatrick will have an interception before he ultimately did against the Ravens. Remember that one?
That was, gosh. All right. Well, I'm going to pass the baton on to the PM team. They can have a great time. Austin, this has been a great time. We'll be back at this tomorrow.
Let's do it, Jason.
Let's do it. Good stuff. Papa Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for you. Enjoyed our 4 hours together. PM team next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.